How's it going, Sha?
It's not that bad. Business as usual. I want there to be change in my life, but I'm not really being proactive, so. I'm practicing a thing where I answer the question and I give too much of a truth. And then I pull back like, so that people are left like, what? Why did you tell me all of that? It's working well.
I like it. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm going to mix that in now, you know?
You're like, oh, great. This is a conversation. Oh, wait, no, she's saying, oh, nope, we're back at a conversation again. Yeah. Just, you know, switch it up a little bit.
Why not? I like doing stuff like that on like elevators. Like just leaving people with.
Leaving people like, what just happened? Yeah, that is funny. That is funny.
What are some of the things you would like to work on but are not working on?
Oh, you name it. it sounds so dire, but I'm not even like, if I said something like living life, that sounds like, what the fuck do you do? That's not it. I'm doing plenty. You know, I go to a concert or two, actually too many. I've gone, to quite a few concerts, or now I'm trying to catch some art shows, you know, but, basically I'm chasing something that will, make me feel. See? And again, that sounds terrible. Like, you're not feeling anything? Nah, I feel things, or I know I'm supposed to feel things, but I'm looking for a moment that will make me uncontrollably laugh or cry. And I haven't had those moments in a while. And I'm just like, maybe it'll be here in this museum. No, just art. Okay. Maybe I'll watch this thing. Nope. Just okay. And then so I don't know what's wrong with me. I feel like I am. I think it's part of the midlife crisis-y thing. Do you know what I mean? You get older and you're like, I'm missing something. I think I'm missing something, and I got to do something to feel alive again. And then you insert whatever the terrible thing is here that people do to try to feel alive again, right? So what is that? Buy a fancy car, or start playing a sport maybe that you're like, no, you're way too old for that. Leave your family, all these things that Hollywood has thrown at us of like, here's what you do. Here's what they don't tell you. First, they tell you that middle age is like 50 or something, 50, 60. They keep having people in Hollywood just like, they're middle age and they're like 58. And I'm like, how long did we think they were gonna? And then, so what they don't tell you is that it's actually like late 30s, right? So that's the first time you start feeling that way. So in my late 30s, I started comedy. So I already had my midlife crisis. So now I'm 14 years into that. It's time for another crisis. They don't tell you there's going to be another one. There's going to be another crisis. Because if you keep getting older, until you are fully okay with yourself, it's still just going to be crisis after crisis. And I kind of feel like that's bullshit.
God. What are you planning on pivoting to, Sha?
I don't know. That's the thing. That's the thing.
I don't know why, but like I would be like really excited to see your next art it could be equally like related and also disconnected, and I would believe them just the same. You know, like if you'd be like, yeah, like I'm really getting into like script writing, you know, I'm writing a new pilot.
Right.
Or if you were like, yeah, I'm really into like finger painting, you know.
Yeah, both are believable.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, I'm here for both. I could see equal ways of each of those.
Here's I think what my issue is. And who knows, maybe I'll make all of this. Maybe all of this will end up in a set somewhere. But my issue is I didn't do the things that you were, quote, supposed to do, end quote. So okay. I didn't get married. I didn't start a family. I didn't do all the things that you feel like later you kind of want to pull away from and rebel from because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what am I rebelling against except the freedom that I've already had? which means I'm going to rebel a bunch. You know what I mean? Because I never settled into a thing.
Yeah. Like,
when I finally was able to work one job, when I didn't need to work a second job at night and on the weekend, when I worked one job, I did 1 year of working just this job. Oh, wait, actually, I didn't even make it a full year. And like 9 months in, I fucking started comedy. See, I couldn't even, I'm like, because I literally would sit there just like, what do people do on the weekend? Do they, what do they do?
Just hang out, sit at home?
Yeah, just you hang out with your friend. And I'm like, I don't know about that. And I have the same broke boyfriend, so they working on weekends too. I'm like, oh, well, we all, okay, so I got to figure something out. And I started doing comedy. So I don't even have like the, you know, I no one can be mad at me. It's not like you're leaving your children home alone while you gallivant off in the street. No, I'm leaving a dog. I'm leaving a dog. And I heard about it when I got home. I said, every time I got home late, she was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, I know, you know, like, yeah, so what am I? Yeah. So I don't even know what I'm rebelling against or why I even have that urge. Huh. And yet I am still just like, I got to do something. I got to figure something out. But I didn't even figure out the stuff that you were supposed to figure out. So now I'm trying to figure out something on top of things that I never figured out. And I don't know where that leads me. Yo. Just on a quest, on a never ending quest that I don't even like to quest.
Who do you have anyone else like going through similar that you talk to?
I don't know. Everyone, maybe they're going through it. I do have some friends, but they also, I don't know if they're going through like the same thing. They seem to be pretty happy in what the situations they have. And I'm not unhappy. And that's the thing. It's not that I'm unhappy, it's that I feel like, it's hard to explain. Part of me wants to feel like there's something more. There's something else I'm supposed to be doing. Part of me is like, girl, if you don't sit your ass down on this couch and watch all these streaming services that you pay for, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Enjoying this. Do this. But I'm like, but I haven't done enough of what I did, what you should do in order to be. I don't want to be someone who's just like, I know every new thing on Netflix. I kind of like being dumb about some of it, you know? But, and part of me is like, I want to make the stuff that is on that. But then part of me is like, well, how are you going to do that? You know you're lazy, right? And I'm like, I don't want to listen to you anymore. Quit telling me I'm late. So there's a lot, as you can see. There are different. It's a real Herman's head situation in there. They are all fighting all the time.
I want you to know I am rooting for voices 2, 4, and 7.
That's all I need is a scoreboard of voices.
Oh man. I feel that heavily. When you've come to a conclusion, text me. I'd love to hear about it.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm constantly trying to figure out like what's next. Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's just the nature of the job, is that it is a what's next, what are you going to do next, you know, that kind of thing. And sometimes you have an answer and sometimes you don't. Mm. But people always want you to have an answer. And I don't feel like right now I have an answer. I just have like an idea, a couple of ideas. Well, here's the thing I'd like to do, but I don't know. And I know I'm also holding me back and like, I don't know if it's ready and blah, blah. Who cares? Yeah. There are lots of shit is being floated out there. And I don't, when I watch it, I'm like, I don't know if this was ready. So.
Yeah, I ain't finished cooking this. Word.
Yeah, right. So then who am I trying to impress? Whatever version of me is out there, that person's going to be hard on me no matter what. I'm hard on me no matter what. So, you know, I should just blah and do it. But,
I've been giving myself more freedom for that. Because like for example, I've been in like the last like 2 weeks, I've been in different spaces where for whatever random luck, I've bumped into someone or a celebrity who whose work I liked, enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And there was someone I looked up to, but someone that I knew probably like 2 decades ago or like 15 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Like it was when I was like a young teen or something. And I noticed that in these spaces where they were at, there'd be 50 to 200 people. And consistently, I was the only person that noticed they were there. Mm. Like there was a level of like autonomy that they got back that like, I always stressed myself of like, yo, what are people thinking if they don't like this thing I make? Or if they do like this thing I make, I have new pressure of making a better thing than that. And I think that's there for a pocket of time. And then it goes away again. Like you're back to, like, for example, my son knows Nas as like an idea. Like Nas is my favorite rapper. Whereas to mm-hmm. him, like, oh, that's a guy that raps that my dad listens to.
Right.
You know, and like he's to me the GOAT. And yet literally 30 years later, in the same like neighborhood the guy's from, he could probably like come to the corner store. My son would not like know who he is. It would like he has full freedom almost back again mm-hmm. outside from our demo, like our age bracket. So I'm like, yeah, I could do whatever the hell I could, you know, be cool, try my best to make cool shit. And hopefully people dig it and like it. And if they do or don't, I'm gonna get forgotten again in like 20. why am I stressing this so much, you know?
Right.
Let me enjoy that. And I'm also one, like you said something that like, I'm curious if it's a personality type thing. Cause we're both creatives. You said that your friends, when you see them, and let me know if I'm like misunderstanding there, they seem happy.
Right.
I'm wondering if like, I have like 4 to 5 friends that like are really like my core people mm-hmm. and they all seem happy to me. And I'm wondering if like every group of stable friends has like an art friend that they're like, that's the like the one that does the cool, interesting stuff, but they also offer support to that one because they need it. Like there's like they both sides benefit, like have a thing that the other like admires, if you will, you know?
That is possible. In my case, most of my people are art based in some way. Mm. A lot of them are single. I have a group of 3 friends, 4 of us together. We have a crew and we talk to each other a lot and check in with each other. So we know when we're not doing okay and we know when we're doing okay, but we all, even if we have like practical jobs, we all have a large part of us that is in a creative space in some way, or appreciates a creative space in some way. Mm. And so we're in tune to each other. And you know, they are also experiencing ups and downs. We all are, luckily. We all are. So we just take turns like, rah, 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 and then it goes to the next one and they're like, blah, 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 blah. You know, we talk that through. And then I have probably my best friend who has definitely gone through some very tough times and she is crawling out the other end of it.
Oh yeah.
And she is fully just like an artist. That is what she is. And so, but then, you know, other friends who seem like they have the trappings that you're supposed to have, I mean, they seem to be okay, right? But then no one puts the sad stuff on the social media until it is at a point that they need to let everyone know of some sort of change.
Yeah.
Ain't no, you know, no one's crying out here on IG unless they need, you know what I mean? Like none of my people are.
Right, right. Because like if like an artist is doing that, like we're going to make an album, you know, or
right. Like, yeah. Yes. But yeah, and that's, yeah, I guess that's the thing is that I am probably, and consider this because this certainly plays into it and you got to own up to this part of it. I am probably too self-absorbed to notice if anyone is not doing well until they say a thing.
Yeah.
So I try to just be quiet and wait for someone to say something. Mm. But then that also means that I won't say anything because I'm, you know, trying to be present for what they're doing, even though in my head I'm mulling over my stuff. And then I got to turn that off to listen to them and then think about their stuff. And then I forget to go back to my stuff when I'm considering their, you know, it's a lot. It's so many compartments, you know, your brain, a lot of compartments in there. You got to shove things in and take them out at the right time, or else, you know, you get something that's like overdue and you're like, oh no, it's a lot.
What we're saying is we don't got answers on this podcast.
We do not. Right. We don't have answers. And, you know, that's, I want to say that's fine. No one really does. But sometimes, you know what I would like? An answer.
Word.
I would love an answer.
Yo, just a little layup every now and then.
Yeah. Cool. Understanding, you know, is fine. You know, grace is lovely. But I would love an answer.
Yo, let's mix it in, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. It can't all be carbs, you know?
Yeah, that's right. If you can throw me an answer, that's great. That would definitely increase my metabolism, and then I have the drive to go after that answer. But
Let's get into the news.
Yeah, let's see what they have to offer us today.
There you go. Disney World will give workers a stipend after taking away one of their biggest perks. Facing a backlash from Walt Disney World's governing district, will pay a stipend to employees whose free passes and discounts to the theme park resort were eliminated under a policy made by a new district administrator and board members who are allies of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The stipend will be $3,000 a year, which is around the equivalent value of the theme park passes, according to Glenn Gilzean, the district admin of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. That's who told the board members during a meeting on Wednesday. The board then unanimously approved it. Board members said they had taken to heart the criticism of employees who said the free passes gave them lasting memories with their families and allowed relatives to see the fruits of their work. Without the free passes, the parks would be unaffordable, said many of the employees. We heard you and we have worked to respond accordingly, said board member Ron Perry. The employees had enjoyed the perk for decades when Disney controlled the governing district. The district was taken over by DeSantis and the Florida legislator earlier this year in retaliation to Disney's opposition last year to a state law critics were calling the Don't Say Gay ban, which bans classroom lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity in the early grades. Formerly known as the Reddy Creek Improvement District, the now renamed Central Florida Tourism Oversight District, the terrible name.
That's horrible. See, Jesus.
That's why Disney should have stayed in charge. They were at least good with like catchy new marketing.
You know what I mean? They're creatives. They had a couple of creatives in there.
It provides municipal services like mosquito control, drainage and wastewater treatment, all things that apparently Disney struggled with. I never remember hearing that problem, Dana.
No, not at all. That's just because whatever it was before, the Reedy Creek or whatever, they took care of it.
Yeah.
Please believe Disney had enough money to take care of everything. More than the government.
Yo, real talk. I'm thinking about that now. I spent hours in different Disney parks. I don't remember feeling a mosquito.
Yeah, no. They probably literally signed like a charter, like some sort of, they signed something with mosquitoes where they're like, you don't come in here.
Real talk.
And we will supply you with, I don't know, 4 or 5 pints of blood quarterly. And real y'all talk. Do
rest
with that
Florida,
what you will.
Yours.
Yeah, but don't, especially in Florida, which is mostly swamp.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's impressive. So, like, clearly it wasn't a problem. Like, they solved it somehow down there. The arrangement was self-serving to the company because it funneled money back to Disney with the district footing the bill, according to board members. Outside experts, though, have likened it more to an employee benefit rather than a taxpayer scam, similar to the way professors at universities may get free passes to athletic events or free tuition for family members.
You know what? When I worked at Toys R Us for a day and a half.
Okay.
And maybe 2.5 days. I'm trying to remember, but it was not long. It feels like it was just 2 days. And I went through, you know, I got hired. I'm like, great, fantastic. They gave me the Toys R Us polo and then said they would take that out of my check. The price of the polo, would it take out of the check? And I was like, I mean, okay. Can't we just have lanyards? Why do we need to? Okay, whatever. And then as we're going through the trading process, I learn that there's no discount.
Whoa.
There was no Toys R Us discount for anyone. You just paid full price. And I went up there and I rung up a few people and then came back the next day and went to ring up people and then went on my lunch break and I threw my shit in reverse and just left. And I'm like, that should be enough to pay for this shirt. Like, real get out of here. No discount?
That's
no
magic.
Discount. And that's how I feel about this. You want people to work at Disney. And you took away the free passes?
Yeah.
That's insane. At Disney? Because it's not just like, you can't. Disney is not Six Flags. Okay? So you can't have a Six Flags attitude at Disney.
Right.
You gotta pretend you are in a completely different world. A world where there's no suffering. At all. And you got to police people who are suffering and make their suffering not noticeable to the crowds of people. Right? You got to do that. You got to make agreements with mosquitoes. You got to keep little kids from crawling into lagoons and being eaten by it. Like, there's so much. And you got to do that with a smile on your face. And as you're pretending, you know what I mean? Like, as you're pretending to be part of this world.
Word.
And then they're like, you can't come here for free no more? I wish a motherfucker would. I don't think that $3,000 is going to be enough, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, give them that stipend. But that's not even counting, like, hotels and all that kind of shit. $3,000 is not, unless that's just for the one employee, perhaps. Yeah. But
I'm blown away that they made this call. I understand exactly why they made this call. I just think it's a dumb decision. Those are the biggest advocates.
Yeah.
For Disney are the people that work there. They're so fanatical about the job and the world that they create that they share that. And that's how you get all the biggest posts, in my opinion, on social media. I think every time I've gone to Disney, it's been because someone that worked there like raved about it so much. To someone that like loves me or is around me, that I was like, all right, let's go.
right.
Like, we got to do this. Like literally as a 14-year-old, I went because someone spoke so highly of it to my mom. Mm. And I'm like, mom, this sounds great, but her kids are 8. Like, I don't want to go to Disney now. Like I was in that pocket where like, I'm too cool for this.
Right.
But, there's pictures of me at Disney wearing oversized Penny Hardaway jerseys. So that my mom could have this time, you know?
And oh my
I'm over
God.
There ice grilling it up in Disney. But yeah, like that's something that someone that like really was so impassioned about, like her experience working there and bringing her fam there, raved about it to my mom. I was like, yeah, I gotta go. And the same thing now when I went with my kids. Like it was because people from Florida that know Gabby raved about the experience. And I was like, all right, yeah, I can't let my kids age out of this and have the same experience I had. So
right, exactly. You know let's do it while they will fully love it.
Yeah, so I get it, but like you take that away, like you go to Disney, you just have bitter people smoking cigarettes inside. Like, yeah, ride
exactly.
That shit.
Like, you know? Do we really want? No offense, Six Flags, but do we really want Six Flags people working at Disney? That changes everything. The movies are going to be different.
Very different.
Like, yeah, it's totally different.
Real talk. I got it as a fan of Six Flags. I like Six Flags energy. when right. I'm going to Six Flags.
Right, exactly. That's what I wanted. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
I want that.
Talk shit to me because I know I'm at Six Flags.
Yeah.
Don't do that at Disney. I paid Disney money. I need you to honestly believe you are Snow White.
Real talk.
You understand? Like, yeah, I paid all that money. Bitch, you Mickey. That's how that goes. All the money I paid.
You believe it, not just me.
Yeah, not just me. You need to convince me that you. So, yeah.
In other news, Newsom signs California law raising food workers' minimum wage to $20 per hour.
That's not enough. That's not enough. You out there right now, you know.
Such a heartfelt and quick response.
No, it's not. It's not. They out there shredding all that damn lettuce. It's not enough.
Oh, man. It's not that was awesome.
It's truly not enough.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill Thursday to raise fast food workers' minimum wage to $20 per hour, giving the state's fast food workers one of the highest minimum wages in the country. The law, which will take effect in April, comes after a major push from California's food workers and labor unions who held numerous strikes in recent months over the wages and working conditions. The bill signing on Thursday is pointed to 557,000 people in 30,000 locations that will be impacted by the bill. 80% of the workforce in these fast food places are people of color. 2/3 are women, and the majority are breadwinners. And their majority breadwinners in their home. So yeah, currently the minimum wage is $15.50, and it got bumped up to $16 on January 2021 nationwide. Pardon me, California's current minimum wage, which for most jobs in the state was $15.50, was bumped up to $16 in January 1st, 2021.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just because it's a lot. It's so much.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Working fast food is so much. And I try to be as nice as possible to the fast food people because, you know, I worked at a Wendy's for 2 weeks. This is now just me talking about the jobs that I barely made it in. But I worked in a Wendy's for 2 weeks. And, I mean, I would still go to that Wendy's. Because I'm like, they're clean in there. But it was wild. And people talk to you crazy. And I was there during lunch. I wasn't even there when kids were like there at night or whatever. Yikes. Yum. You know? And I just like, I was in a McDonald's last week. Don't judge, but it happens. They have like the kiosks now where you can order the food and then they give you a receipt and you go pick it up and you don't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
One of those kiosks were down. So there was just like all these NYU students around the remaining two kiosks, just like, oh, there's a line, nigga. But you could also still order at the counter. And I was like, fuck it. I guess I'll talk to a person. And I went up there and I said, can I order here? And she said, yeah, sure. What do you want? And I gave her my order. And she said, okay, here's the total. You can use your card to pay whatever. And I tapped my card, but it still required her to push a button on their little flat screen to make all of that go through, to make the receipt come up with my number on it. But she did that. She said, tap there. And then she just went to the back. And I didn't see her for a couple of minutes. And in fast food time, that's a long time.
Yeah.
What I also noticed is that there were two men there fixing their ice cream machine. And I think she was like a manager. And so she's talking to like the back of house manager about, and I'm like, yo, they got a lot going on. She's having to deal with something in that little office back there. And they got two people working on these ice cream machines. I'm just going to stand here and be as patient as I could, you know, because that's a lot. Yeah. In McDonald's, the ice cream dude is there to fix the machine? Come on. That's wild. Yeah. He only comes once every 3 years. And so then she came back to the front. And she was like, I am sorry. And she pushed whatever button and the receipt came out. And it was a number that they had been calling over on the other side for a minute. And I went over and I just took my food and left. And imagine if I was almost anybody else in there who was just like, where's my, get my fish, yeah. Rah, rah, rah. And I'm like, hey, man, look at this. They are not making 20 an hour yet. And they, the ice cream machine dude is here. Like, afford him some grace.
I am blown away whenever I go to any place that is not paying its employees at least two meals worth of like money an hour. Like for example, if you work at McDonald's, the Big Mac combo has got to be like $9.50 already. Like, you know, like if I can't afford to take me and my homie out every hour, that's wild to me. Like, I got to work here 8 hours to pay for four meals.
Yeah.
You know, like that. The math of it is bananas to me, you know?
So, yeah.
Like, same thing with, like, if you work at a Five Guys, you should be a millionaire to me. Like, they charge like $35 for a combo.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
Like, and then you tell them you're paying them dudes $15 an hour, but I'm paying $15 for the burger. Like, right? Whoa, that old math, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's not, you know, I mean, you know, there are Waffle House employees on strike now because they'd like to get paid $25 an hour for what they do.
Hell yeah.
And I've seen online people are just like, they want $25 to flip a waffle. That's too much. And I'm like, okay, first of all, you don't flip a waffle. There's a waffle iron. You take it out of the thing and you put it. You don't even know how this works. Secondly, have you been to Waffle House? That is not the only thing they're doing.
At all.
Which they are taking your orders. They're cleaning the place. They're cooking. They're doing crowd control.
Yeah. Security. Cleaning bathrooms. They're janitors now.
Yeah. They are doing so much. Give them that fucking. Listen. And you know you ain't. And you know you're not tipping correctly because a waffle is only. Although a waffle might be up to like $5 for one waffle now. It may be like $5 or $6. But I mean, you know, in my day, it was like a $2.30, you know, thing is a waffle. I'm sure it's much more now. But, you know, you're not going in there like preparing to make it rain. So you're probably not tipping them well. Listen, so let them make that 25
get
an hour.
Bread, yo. I know this. I have been blessed to be on the road a lot as a comic. Mm-hmm. And I cannot tell you how often I've seen someone burn themselves making one waffle at a hotel. One waffle by themselves.
Oh, yeah, right.
One at a time at the hotel. And not only making one waffle at a time, but being in line to make the waffle. So they saw five people make the waffle correctly. Their signage. Like, there's so many ways to, like, learn how to make the waffle. And they get hurt making the waffle. Let alone the people that don't make waffles correctly on top of that.
Right.
Like I see spilt waffle syrup all over the place. The mix is all over. It's the toughest managed section of that hotel every time I go there. Right. And they are one at a time. And these people are making everybody's waffles back there.
Right. They just flip. They got four irons working all the time and just getting them out to the, man, give them their money.
Real talk. They magicians back there, yo.
They really are. Live.
You know, if you would like waffles shipped to your house, you're out of your mind. We can't do that.
I'm gonna eat half our supply. You don't want that. You don't want no waffle fiend trying to sell you waffles. I thought we all saw Friday. It's never gonna work.
But please like and subscribe to the show. You know, if you are an Apple or Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You're angry that you're not getting these waffles that we almost promised you. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, 5 stars. You're surprised at this first, admittedly first time realistic pitch by Gastor. You know, I'm trying to learn. You know,
he's full of surprises. Everybody.
If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo, at Gastro Monte. Shout out to Sweet to Lori McDaniel. Always appreciate you. With all that said, I am gonna enjoy a stack of waffles now. Gastro Monte. I should. I'm actually out here. I haven't done Roscoe's yet.
Oh, yeah. You probably should do that. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I gotta make that happen with the diner waffle expert, Shalewa Sharp.
I did spend my prom night there. We won't go into it. It was just, I like Waffle House.
This has been a specifically for 3 a.m. food connoisseurs episode of the War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.